Hello.
Hi. So today's not gonna be like anything on topic. It's just gonna be like a general chat. It wouldn't be like 30 minutes in-depth cricket analysis or anything. It's just a general chat, really. Okay, but let's get IPL of the way. Win.
Yep, CSK win. It's been a long time coming, actually. I'm very happy with CSK players, very happy for them. I feel like all of their hard work has been good to put to good use, and I feel really happy for them. I feel happy for Stephen Fleming, and I just feel really happy for the whole team, especially how they've come back from that terrible season in 2020. To this, I think, well done to them. I couldn't be happier.
Yeah, their main squad is stayed. They've just like done some mixing around and added Moeen and Gaikwad, both gems.
I genuinely think that they found a good one in Gaikwad. I think they found an opener that can stay with them for about 10 to 15 years. I think it's really good. It's really positive signs with Gaikwad, Orange Cap this year, and I think he'll only get better. Moeen Ali, actually I'll come back to Gaikwad in a second, but Moeen Ali from Ning Point, I think is really good. I think I'm starting to become a little bit more think a bit little bit more that he can be that we should have picked Matt Parkinson, because the problem is with Moeen is that we've picked a very good batsman instead of a bowler who bowls a bit. So I think, I don't know if Moeen will be a frontline spinner. I think Rashid will do that job, but I think England got a little bit of thinking to do, because I don't know if they picked the right sort of player in Moeen to go as a spinner with Rashid. But Gaikwad is amazing. Gaikwad is amazing. I think they just have to manage it well with injuries. But other than that, Gaikwad is a brilliant player.
He's more of a type of player than, like, let's say, Shubman Gill, who plays these scoops in the first. And then to refresh to be a player.
Yeah, I have realised that he's the more orthodox player. Yeah.
Beautiful shots. Round legs like big sixes, big
Yeah.
sixes.
Yeah, lots of smashes over long on. Yeah.
Yeah, he's your complete like batting package there.
Yeah, he's the complete batsman, in my opinion. He is the complete batsman. But let's not take away what Faf du Plessis played. Yes, they only lost 3 wickets, and I think one was off the final ball of the innings. But still, Faf du Plessis, he didn't get a not out, but he played brilliantly. I think he played brilliantly. I think CSK needed that sort of rock, like that sort of anchor of the innings. Every T20 team needs that. England had Dawid Malan. New Zealand have Williamson. India have Kohli. Are doing that, and CSK have Faf du Plessis. So I think, if I look at those figures from the Kolkata Knight Riders bowlers, the one that stands out for me, I don't know if they could have done much better, because I think CSK batted well today, and they were just a better team that on the day.
Yeah, today in my opinion they were the better team. And, in a final, 190 is a mountain. It's already a normal IPL game, but 190 final with all the pressure, it's
190 is the amount, isn't a must in the final. Genuinely, I respect your opinion. Genuinely respect your opinion, Aaron. But I don't think 190 is a major score in the final. Because I think finals, it's definitely a really good score. I don't know if it's a big score. I think it's a par score more than a big score. I think like 230 to 240 would be a really, really big score. And I'm mainly saying this because in a final or in a big sort of game, there's a lot of pressure on the team. And I think there's a lot that would be more confident. So, like, if you get 190, I mean, if you get, if you're like 80 for none of first 10, you get like going 11 and over, then 190 is definitely a big score because you're carrying mental, you're carrying that confidence and you're carrying it into that bowling innings. And I think it's all about the mental side of it, I think.
Yeah. I kind of agree with you there. Yeah.
Sorry if I was like abruptly like being a little bit mean to you. I wasn't trying to.
No, it's fine. That's the fun of being on the podcast. Robin Tipper played like a cameo because like Pat Duplessis was the rock who was going to get all the runs. So everyone else with Robin.
Guy was a little bit of a rock as well, wasn't it? Like he got 32 from 27. That's a bit of a rock. I mean, it's not. It's a little bit of a rock. I mean, it's like it's 100. It's 100 strike rate. It's a run a ball. It's kind of like a rock. I mean, you'll probably see that from like, I don't know, like a best though maybe in like one day cricket. I don't know, like. I think that's more of a one-day innings. Faffles are played more of a one-day innings. But you never see like a big, big opening partnership in the final. Like, I know the KKR had that, but I don't think you'd ever see in the first innings of the final, you're never going to see in 90 of the first six overs. That's very unlikely.
Yeah. So it's pretty decent stuff. And also, if you think about it, KKR don't get many runs from the rest of their order. Gil, Ayer, Tripathi had an injury, Hammy. No one else bats there. Apart from Narine, but like everyone else is out of form.
I tell you what, I'm most concerned. I mean, yes, everyone else didn't play that well, but I'm most concerned about Owen Morgan. I'm very concerned about him. I don't know if he's looking like the right player in this sort of moment. In these conditions, in the UAE, I mean, I've seen Morgan play much better than this. Like, I mean, probably the best example would be at Old Trafford. Like the innings that Morgan has played at Old Trafford, which is the closest English wicket you will get, the closest wicket you will get in England to an Indian wicket or a subcontinent wicket. Morgan's played some brilliant innings there. He's got a big knock against Pakistan. He's anchored in innings. He's got some sort of partnership and got a flow going. And I know that he is capable of playing in spinning conditions. I don't know if Morgan has the confidence in himself. I'm really worried about him because Morgan is a confident man and going into World Cup, you need confidence. So I'll put it out there, maybe Butler. If Morgan continues like this, I think Silverwood will have to be like, and will have to do something like, okay, Morgie, I'll pull you over for a chat. Are you feeling confident enough? And if he says no, I think Butler will have to come in. And I think Butler will be capable enough. If he's confident enough, because look, we need a captain. England need a captain who's going to be confident going into World Cup. And I know Morgan is capable of that. It's just that I'm worried if he's not, then we might have a bit of a hole in the team.
Yes, I would never select a captain if he's in bad form. Even if he's the captain, I would not. I'd rather play for the team rather than the captain.
I mean, you could probably say that about Finch, to be fair. I mean, for an Australian perspective, you could probably say that about Finch. He's not. Finch isn't taking too many balls up. He's taking a little bit too much time. He doesn't have a good record in Asia, so I think maybe you could think about that. I don't know, but yeah, I don't think Australia should have picked Finch. I think they should have picked Cummings as captain.
Yeah, sometimes having a bowler as captain it's like they're both equally as important.
Yeah, and it helps you on the field because it gives you a little bit more motivation.
Yeah. Bowling captains are underrated. So, KKR never got good. Apart from the end, Lockie.
Yeah.
Well, that's about it.
Yeah, Marvy played well too.
Yeah.
Yeah. KKR need to get some stability in their batting, man. Like,
yeah.
I think they need to get someone who can be like a rock. I know Morgan could do that, but without Morgan, who's going to be like that? Karthik? Narine? No one's going to be like that. Nitish Rana could, but they don't have enough stability.
Yeah.
In T20 cricket, you need 6 batters. KKR have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's it. 6 batters. They have 6 batters. All those 6 batters are not delivering, in my opinion. They're not delivering.
Yeah, they're not.
It's 39-run partnership for the 9th wicket. I mean, that just shows that the batters are not doing their job even more.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the IPL done and dusted T20 World Cup. But let's just talk about life.
Let's talk about life, generally. Let's just talk about life.
So, how's America?
Yeah, America's good. I mean, it's really nice. I mean, the school's very good. School's going good. I mean, like, the first 2 weeks were good. The first 2 weeks were all about settling in. Now I'm, like, properly in. I've made quite a few friends. Had a couple of football/soccer games. The words are picking up. I'm starting to get a feeling of where I'm going and what it's like to be a middle schooler, because that's where I am. I know I'd be in lower school or secondary school, but I'm in the US curriculum. I'm in middle school, and to be fair, I'm actually finding the education pretty good. I mean, like, it's not like hard, like really like hardcore. It's not easy either. I mean, it's like, it's more easy than hard, I think, for me. But yeah, life's going good. How are you?
I'm more well than the school, which is quite close to my house, is refreshing.
Yeah, that's a nice change. What time do you wake up now? Because I know you used to wake up like serious like time. Because like I wake up at 6:30, I guess. I woke up at 6:30. I'm very slow getting out of bed. But I woke up at about 6:30 now because obviously I had to get to school. It's about 20 minutes away. So
yeah. I wake up around 6:35, 6:40.
That's good. That's much better than how it was before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. You're getting some more sleep. That's great to hear. Goodness.
I feel lighter and more energetic throughout the day, and I feel more productive. That's cool. Yeah.
How's the friends going on? Are you and Sheck in the same class?
No, we're not in the same class. We're like sadly, because like he picked German and I picked French, and like they can't teach both at the same time without getting confusing. Yeah.
So what's it like? Do you have to like move between lessons, or does the teacher come to you?
We move between every lesson. We're not in our form room for a single lesson.
Yeah, me too. I'm in my form room for one lesson, which is maths, because my form teacher is the maths teacher. So, well, they call it advisors, but like, she's my maths teacher. So, that's where I go for my maths lessons. And other than that, I never go to my form room.
Okay,
so
anything else you
want to
talk about, really?
I've already talked about this, but RCB VDC, I haven't really talked about it with you, but I was very happy about it. I wasn't too happy with Avish Khan. But yeah, I think. Yeah, it was really nice to see RCB win in a fashion like that. T20 World Cup starts in a few days. We should talk about that, shouldn't we?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I mean we've done predictions and that on all of that stuff, but I'm not that lucky with the schedule. I mean, most of the games are. I think one of the games is like 5 a.m. Yeah, it sucks. One of the games is at 5 a.m. Another, I think, is like, what, 9, I think? Yeah, I think it's at 9, which isn't too bad. But I'm going to have to wake up early, but it's only Oman versus Papua New Guinea. What's the worst that could happen? Worst case scenario, I miss an incredibly tight game, which is like a last ball thriller, and because I couldn't be bothered to wake up. That's the worst case scenario. Best case scenario, I didn't miss anything. So, I mean, it's going to be hard to see the England games and also the Ashes, but yeah, it's not going well with the schedule and everything, but look, I'm really excited to see all this cricket. I mean, maybe if I'm lucky, like maybe for the ping pong test. Ping pong test I can't watch actually. Ping pong test can't. It's like it'll start like 8 p.m. something like that. The other test I can watch. I probably watch the Boxing Day test because you can't miss a Boxing Day test, can you?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, but yeah, life's going well. I mean, everything's going good. I'm making quite a few friends and doing quite well with academics as well. So yeah, life's going good.
So it's a jam-packed cricket schedule. Sadly, Vicky will find it pretty trying to watch every game.
No, I think I will be able to watch it. It's just I'm going to have to wake up so early.
Yeah.
It'll be difficult on the weekdays, but, like, maybe if, like, India-Pakistan, I'll probably just wake up to watch that, or I'll watch the highlights. There's always highlights that can save you. Highlights will save me in life, hopefully, over the next, what, 10 weeks? No, until, like, January, I'm going to be on highlights.
That's pretty much everything we wanted to talk about today, right?
Yep, that is. Thanks so much for having me on the podcast.
I'm gonna leave it there. As always, his podcast will be down below on this podcast. Thank you guys for listening, and see you, Vicky.
Yeah. Bye, Ariane.
Bye.